Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of things there that will help you. Don't forget to check out the blog. The knowledge base is there. The brain trust is there. There's a couple of thousand of the smartest people in the world on small business issues. And also my newsletter. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. We've been doing that since 1999. And a poll question on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Every week we ask a different question. Julia Seymour is with us, and she's deposited quite a body of work with us over the years. You can find her place, her suite, on our website. Julia is editor and analyst for the Business and Media Institute. Julia, give us your website. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Sure. The website is mrc.org/BMI. So we're easy to find, and we analyze and expose liberal media bias on a wide range of business and economic
issues. Liberal bias, not conservative bias?
Our organization is conservative.
Because there is conservative bias.
States.
You know that, don't you, Julia?
Yes, there is, but there are other organizations.
We like that bias, though, right? Is that right, Julia? We like that bias?
Well, I think any journalist who claims that they're objective should do their best to be so and deserves to be called out regardless of what kind of bias they
right.
show. But specifically, our organization seeks to expose liberal media bias because I think that is the overwhelming amount of bias with the networks and the cable, the CNNs and MSNBCs of the world, as well as the news magazines and the major newspapers.
You know what bothers me as much as the debt, Julia, as much as our runaway financial condition here in the United States and the inability of our government to fix it, to deal with it. What bothers me as much as anything is that the way it's gotten in American politics, where if somebody says something that you don't like, mm-hmm. instead of debating that issue, instead of trying to make your point of view,
right.
counter to theirs, however vociferously you want to debate it, instead of doing that, you call them names, you use ad hominems,
yeah.
And I'll tell you something, folks. All of the things that, as I've said before, I'm not a Tea Party member at all. I've interviewed some of them on my show. But I will tell you, their point of view is valid. It's justified. They have a right to it. And it does not make them any of the things that they've been called.
Right. Yeah, name calling is not a form of argumentation. In fact, you're kind of admitting that you've lost the argument, I think, if you resort to that tactic.
Right.
Unfortunately, we see it in the news media quite a bit. I did have one point before we change topics I wanted to say about the budgeting and debt issues. What I was about to say before the break was that this idea that if you cut something from the projected increase of government
yeah.
spending is spending cuts mm-hmm. is an entirely fictional concept. It's called baseline budgeting. It is used by politicians and people in Washington constantly, and the media repeat it uncritically, and really that's the problem.
So if my business says, if I said, okay, I'm going to buy a new jet next year,
yeah,
and that's in my plans, we put that in the budget, never mind, I haven't funded it yet, I haven't funded it in the budget, I just
right.
put it in the budget, in the projected budget for next year, and then somebody says, but wait a minute, we've got to start cutting back, and I say, okay, I just won't buy that jet.
Right. That's not cutting back.
That's not cutting back because it was a fictional thing to start with.
Yeah. So that's an important thing to remember whenever
and
you're
how
hearing
much,
these
how
kind
much
of,
report. Of what was given up last week was that kind of money?
Well, since the debt it will continue to rise by $12 trillion, I would say that none of it was... I mean, I'm not a budget expert. Someone may be able to say that there were some real cuts in there,
right.
but it's all from a projected ever-increasing
mm-hmm.
number. And that's not right. That's not the way we should be budgeting as a country.
Well, there's another side of this thing, Judy, that I want to get you to comment on, and that is, we keep talking about how are we going to cut, where are we going to cut. It's just too painful to cut.
Right.
But America has something that other countries don't have. Mm-hmm. We have a robust entrepreneurial economy that is now being depressed. It is
Absolutely.
Being it's being suppressed, and we can grow. We can, through a combination of cuts and efficiencies and getting rid of things we don't need and growing our economy. America, more than any other country on the planet, can work out of these problems. Every one of them. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think that businesses know how to do this. It's the government that doesn't know how to do it. Because as soon as they say, well, we're going to cut spending for this pet project or this department or whatever, and many times they're not actually cutting spending, they're just going to spend less than they had promised to spend on it. They are, you know, if it's something that the whichever side wants, they then complain that you're going to make these people poor, or you're going to hurt them, you're going to hurt whoever you're not giving that money to. But it's not the government's money to give.
That's right. And it's
and
not even and it's not
it.
Even money that we have. But I'll tell you something, Julia.
Right.
Only the Tea Party is saying the emperor has no clothes. And that's one of the things people have to give the Tea Party. They are calling things like they are. They're saying it like it is. Hey, Julia, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.